a private investigator means two things. You can be sure you'll run into trouble, and you can never be sure you'll get out of it. Not much you can do about it, I guess, except, like Julie always says,
walk softly, Peter Troy.
And now, Peter Troy investigates what Katie did.
The Robin Hood type of character has always had a place in the hearts of most people, since there seems to be a certain moral justice in relieving people who have too much of some of their ill-gotten gains, or even their well-gotten gains, and handing it over to those who have too little. As it happens, however, the law has always had a pretty strong leaning towards the Ten Commandments, and whatever the moral issues, the law says thou shalt not steal. There's no ifs or buts or on the other hands. So, these days, good old Sir Robin and his merry men would have had a rough time of it at the hands of characters like my occasional friend, Inspector Caswell, who spent a lot of time concerning himself with what Katie did.
There, that's all there is to it. Katie, you close the safe, pull this handle to the upright position. Now, that closes the bolts. Then you spin the dial to lock it.
Yes, I see that, Mr. Elliot. Seems quite simple.
Now, you remember the combination I just gave you?
Yes, I think so.
All right. Let's see you open the safe then.
All right. Three to the left, two right, mm-hmm. One left. There. That should be it.
You'll soon know. Try the handle.
Oh, it works.
And it's open. Fine. Well, now you can go to the safe any time.
Oh, I must say, it's very flattering of you to give me the combination, Mr. Elliot. I mean, well, up till now, you and Miss Harvey are the only ones
Yes,
who are...
I know, and believe me, I don't like handing out the combination to all and sundry, but... Well, in the 6 months you've been with me, Katie, you've done a first-rate job as my secretary, and I'm sure I can trust you.
Yes, of course.
It'll be very handy for me, your being able to get things for me from the safe. Miss Harvey is not always available. As bookkeeper, she has to spend a lot of time at the factory.
Yes. These things in the safe, Mr. Elliot, I think I know what most of them are. The cash box, of course.
Yes, the cash box. Never very much kept in there, you know, a few pounds at a time. The private ledger. Oh, and that file there is confidential correspondence of my own.
What's this packet here?
Oh, that. That contains some bearer bonds. Holdings in foreign companies. I keep them there because they're so readily negotiable. Anybody who has them owns them, you see. The companies keep no records in their stock registers.
Good heavens. Well, you certainly wouldn't want to leave them lying about.
No, I would not. On today's market, those bonds would be worth, well, 9 or 10,000 pounds. A great temptation to anyone who could just pick them up and walk off.
One of those days when nothing seems to happen, and in my racket, it's nice to have a day like that now and then. You can sit back, put your feet up on the desk, and dream of a long holiday in the Bahamas, or maybe just read the paper thoroughly for a change, while a ministering angel plies you with hot coffee. The best I could manage in the way of a ministering angel was my secretary, Julie, against whom I have nothing except that, being a doll, she thinks like a doll.
We're out of coffee, Pete. Will you have tea?
Why?
Tea instead of coffee.
Yeah, sure, honey. What? Did you say tea?
Yes. You know, that black stuff people drink made from tea leaves. Very refreshing.
Oh, now, Julie, you know me. I'm as British as the next guy. I'm loyal to the flag and all that jazz, but I will not adopt the incredible English habit of drinking tea. Next, you'll be wanting me to eat bangers and mash for lunch.
Bangers and mash? It's years since I've had that. Oh, what a wonderful idea, Pete. Now, why
Julie,
don't you...
Julie, there's a very good grocery store less than a block away that sells excellent coffee. So how about you take a little walk, huh?
Men, you're worse than small boys. You have to run after them and pamper them all day long.
Oh, I was just about to knock.
Oh, I'm sorry if I startled you. You wanted to see Mr. Troy?
Well, yes, if I may.
And come in, Miss...
Poole, Catherine Poole. My friends call me Katie.
Mr. Troy, this is Miss Poole. She doesn't have an appointment, but she'd like to see you.
Well, that's okay. Take a seat, Miss Poole. We are now open for business.
Thank you. I do hope I haven't come at an inconvenient time.
Oh, not at all. In fact, if you stick around long enough, you just might get a cup of coffee. Mightn't she, Julie?
A brick house doesn't have to fall on me, Mr. Troy. I'll just pop down to the shop.
Well, now, Miss Prue.
Mr. Troy, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, well, that figures. People don't usually come here to pass the time of day.
I won't beat around the bush.
Good idea.
Mr. Troy, I'm a thief. At least, I'm not exactly a thief. I stole some negotiable bonds from my employer's safe.
Well, offhand, I would say that that makes you very exactly a thief, Miss Poole. Well, where do we go from there?
Well, you see, after I took the bonds, I lost my nerve and I posted them back to him.
You mailed the bonds back to your employer?
Yes. I thought I'd run away, and I thought if he got the bonds back, well, he wouldn't go to the police.
Oh. Well, wouldn't it have been simpler just to put the bonds back where you got them from?
It might have been, but I didn't have the courage. I thought Mr. Elliot might have missed them, so I put them in the post.
Mm-hmm. That was when?
Last night. He should have got the package this morning.
Oh, you haven't been to work today?
No. I planned to go away, as I said, but I lost my nerve for that, too. I didn't know what to do, so I decided to come and see you.
Well, I'll need a few details, Miss Poole, but on the face of it, I'd say you're... Oh, here's Julie with that. Inspector Caswell.
Good morning, Troy. This young lady be Miss Katie Poole, by any chance?
That's right, she would. But how did
your landlady told us you'd come to see Mr. Troy, Miss Poole. You marked the telephone directory when you looked up the address, and your landlady has what you might call an inquiring mind.
I don't understand.
This is Inspector Caswell of the Metropolitan Police.
Miss Poole, your employer, Ronald Elliot, has reported the theft of some negotiable securities from his safe. I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to come down to headquarters with me and answer some very pertinent questions. Now, look here, it's no use your badgering me about it, Troy. It's an open and shut case.
Oh, no, not one of those again.
But the girl admits she took the bonds from the safe.
Okay, but she also says she posted them back to her employer that same night.
She might just as well have said she fed them to a hippopotamus at the zoo.
Oh, well, that'd be different.
Different, perhaps, but not much more useful as far as her defense is concerned.
Inspector...
The bonds did not arrive at Elliot's office this morning, nor had they arrived in the second mail.
Well, let's give it a little time. After all, a package, second-class mail, might take longer than a letter.
Oh, give it more time, by all means. Give it days, give it a week. I'll bet you money the package will never arrive.
If a skinflint like you is prepared to bet money, Inspector, you must be pretty certain.
I am, because I just don't believe Catherine Poole.
You're ready enough to believe her admission that she took the bonds from the safe.
She'd have a hard time denying it, wouldn't she? The only other people with a combination to the safe are Elliot himself and his bookkeeper, Ethel Harvey, who's been with him for 16 years. And Catherine Poole started working for him only 6 months ago.
That's a rough old piece of reasoning, if I ever heard one.
Yes, and what about her guilty behavior? If she didn't take the bonds, why didn't she go to work today? And, yes, what did she go to see you for?
Would it be any use telling her that she came to see me because somebody stole her pet budgerigar?
Goodbye, Troy. I'm sure you have dozens of clients waiting for you at your office.
Oh, I can see you're in one of your difficult moods, Inspector. You're asking for it, you know. You're just asking for it.
Asking for what?
For me to prove you wrong once again.
I won't be losing any sleep over that. As I told you before, this is an
open and shut case. The only trouble with you is, Inspector, you don't know it yet, but when you shut it, you jammed your fingers. And they're going to be very sore later on.
I don't see how I can be of much help, Mr. Troy. Naturally, I'm most distressed about Katie. I took her for a very good type of girl.
Well, even the best of us have occasional impulses to do something illegal now and then, Mr. Elliot.
I suppose so, but when I gave Katie the combination to the safe, she seemed very pleased that I should trust her with it.
Well, I have no doubt that she was.
Then why would she do a thing like stealing those bonds? She earned a good wage. I've never believed in being mean with my staff.
So she told me. Look, you may not credit it, but Katie thinks very highly of you, Mr. Elliot.
That only makes the whole thing more incredible.
Well, as I get the message, Katie's pay packet, good though it may be, doesn't stretch far enough. She practically supports her parents and her kid's sister and brother. And I suppose for a brief moment, the prospect of getting her hands on those securities opened up a vision of really giving them and herself a better slice of life.
And she told you she posted the bonds back to me the same night.
That's right. When she got home and thought it over, She found she couldn't go through with it.
But the whole thing's too silly for words. If she felt like that, all she had to do was put the bonds back in the safe.
Well, that's what I told her. Her answer was that she'd lost her nerve temporarily. She was afraid you might have noticed the securities were missing.
I don't know. Oh, it sounds very odd to me. And if she posted the bonds back to me, where are they?
You're sure they haven't arrived at your office?
Quite sure. I certainly haven't got them. I can't prove it, of course, but you'll just have to take my word for it. I certainly wouldn't let Katie go to jail for stealing them if I got them back.
The bonds weren't insured?
No.
Yeah, well, I believe you, Mr. Elliot. About your not having the bonds, I mean. Tell me, do you open the mail at your office?
Not as a rule.
Oh, who does then, Katie?
No. No, she could, of course, but, well, for years that job has been left to Miss Harvey.
Your bookkeeper? It's a funny job for a bookkeeper.
Miss Harvey's been with me so long, her title of bookkeeper is really only one of convenience. She's done just about everything in the office at one time or another. She's my most trusted employee.
But chiefly she keeps your accounts.
Yes, yes, that's right.
And among other things, she opens the mail.
If she's here when it arrives, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't receive that package containing the bonds either, if there was such a package in the mail.
Well, how do you know?
I know only because she told me, and she told the police. Heaven knows, Mr. Troy, you have to believe something in this world. Why, anyone only has to meet Miss Harvey, talk to her, to realize that she's the very soul of honesty.
Mm-hmm. Well, I might just do that, for kicks.
What's it?
Meet Miss Harvey and talk to her. Meeting Miss Harvey, the bookkeeper, and talking to her was not a great deal of fun. She was a middle-aged doll with a face as open as a book. And I was very much inclined to agree with Elliot that she appeared to be the very soul of honesty. In fact, so pure soul did she seem during our interview that that might have been entirely the end of Miss Harvey in my mind. If it hadn't been for the nagging feeling I had that young Katie Poole was telling the truth all along.
Well, there's something quite crazy going on. If Katie's honest, at least about what she said, and Miss Harvey's honest about not getting the bonds in the mail, who's got the bonds now?
Oh, you do love those $64 ones, don't you, honey? You really should be on some quiz program. You'd make a fortune.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I know the questions, but I don't know the answers.
You'll move over and make room for me.
You know, I'm sure Katie's telling the truth, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the kind of thing anyone might do.
Well, it's just the kind of thing a doll might do, I'll grant you that. Yeah, the whole thing lacks a certain logic. Yeah, but dolls are seldom logical.
Are you looking for an argument?
Truth will out, Julie. And with Katie, we have the proof about the silly way women think things out. If she'd only put those bonds back, nobody would know anything about her taking them, and all would have been well.
But do you believe her?
Yes, I do believe her. Yeah, but I wish I didn't. Look at Inspector Caswell. He doesn't believe her. He's got no worries.
Yes, I suppose to him it's an open and shut case.
Oh, no, no, not you too.
What?
Oh, skip it, skip it. Look, let's think about this thing. If we're going to believe Katie, then either those bonds are floating around in the post office someplace, or they arrived at Elliot's office and somebody else has them.
Hmm. Well, what about the post office?
Well, Caswell says he's had that checked and nothing has turned up. You know, it does seem unlikely. After all, the post office has a pretty good record for delivering the goods.
I know. What about if some clerk in the post office guessed what was in the package and stole the bonds for himself?
That's a wild one, Julie. It's not impossible, mind you, but it's highly unlikely. Mm. Let's stick to something a little more reasonable at the moment.
If Katie had only sent the package by registered mail, then we could trace it.
Oh, I'll mention that to her, so she won't make the same mistake next time she steals something.
Anyway, it's all very well for us to believe she's telling the truth, but how are we going to prove it?
I got no idea. But somehow we've got to. Even if it's only to wipe the smug look off Inspector Caswell's face.
Never mind him. What about Katie? If she's innocent...
She can't be exactly innocent, Julie, after what she did. She admits she swiped the bonds.
Well, somebody's worse than she is. Somebody's actually kept them.
Yes. Julie, how about getting out of the office for a few hours and doing a little sleuthing?
Oh, that suits me. What do you want me to do?
Oh, come in, Troy. And close the door.
Well, to quote you, Inspector, what's all this about? It's not often you drag me all the way down to your office.
As a rule, I don't need to. You'll pop in and out of this place like a jack-in-the-box.
Well, what's happened? Don't tell me you found out you're wrong about Katie Poole.
Oh, I'm not wrong about Catherine Poole. But you're liable to be very wrong with somebody else unless you watch your step.
Huh?
Miss Ethel Harvey, Elliot's bookkeeper.
Well, what about her?
You've had Miss Summers going round checking up on her. Asking questions of neighbours, all that kind of thing.
You get around, Inspector.
In this case, I didn't have to get around at all. We had a call from a very acidulous gentleman who happens to be Miss Harvey's lawyer.
Lawyer? She has a lawyer?
Lots of people have lawyers, Troy. If you think there's anything to be made out of that, you must be even sillier than I thought.
Yeah, what did this character want with you?
He was under the impression that Miss Summers was a policewoman. He was inclined to be somewhat abusive about the way she's been making inquiries about Miss Harvey. And Miss Harvey, he said, finds it all very embarrassing. And unless we're prepared to charge Miss Harvey with something, we'd better stop embarrassing her.
Miss Harvey sounds rather sensitive.
Miss Harvey sounds like any ordinary citizen who has no reason to be bothered by the police.
Mm. Yeah, what did you tell this lawyer?
I told him that Miss Summers is not a policewoman, but that I thought I knew her employer.
How cautious can you get?
And that I would undertake to see that Miss Summers stopped making the embarrassing inquiries about Miss Harvey.
That was very rash of you, Inspector. Supposing I don't feel like stopping?
Yes, well, in that case, Troy, I'll simply throw you to the wolves. I shall inform Miss Harvey's lawyer, whose name is Archibald Burmester, that I can only suggest he have recourse to some other means of protecting his client.
Oh, and you'd just love to do that, wouldn't you, Inspector?
Oh, yes, of course. That's why I've gone to all the trouble of getting you down here, to warn you in advance of what's going on.
I'm sorry, I guess I should be more appreciative.
It would be nice, once in a while. Anyway, that's the situation, Troy. As you would no doubt put it, lay off Miss Harvey, or else.
Here, pipe that. Late final, pipe that.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
Oh, evening, Mr. Troy. Here, I'll sit.
Mm-hmm. There.
And thank you, Mr. Troy. Here, pipe that. Late final, pipe that.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's only you.
Only me, Julie. Well, now you've hurt my feelings.
Well, I was just on my way home. Where have you been?
Getting a chewing out from the good inspector. Hey, what's the hurry to get home?
Oh, no hurry, but it is 5:30, you know.
Come on back to the office. I want to talk to you.
Oh, can't it wait till tomorrow?
I might even get soft-headed and buy you dinner.
Sold. To the gentleman with a funny face in the newspaper tucked under his arm.
Oh, that funny face bit does it. Now, I really know you hate me. And I won't forget it either.
Well, what did you want to talk to me about?
Hmm?
Oh, will you take your nose out of that paper? You seem to have developed a mad craze for reading newspapers these days.
Yeah, well, you never know what you might see in the paper.
Pete, what is it you want to talk to me about?
Miss Harvey. Find out anything?
Only that everyone thinks the light shines out of her. Big-hearted, generous, a wonderful woman. She'd share her last crumb with her neighbours, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
She's just so lovely, it's almost unbelievable.
Why unbelievable? She seems a good type when you meet her.
Yes, but she goes around giving things away.
Oh? What sort of things?
Anything people need. Sometimes money, a washing machine to one couple, a baby carriage to another, all kinds of things like that.
Yeah. But you didn't find anyone with a word to say against her?
Mm-mm, not a soul.
Yeah, it's funny. You wouldn't think anyone would mind your making inquiries that brought that kind of result.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, that's what the inspector wanted to see me about. Miss Harvey got her lawyer to threaten action if you weren't stopped from embarrassing her with those inquiries, as she put it.
I don't see anything embarrassing about that kind of talk.
That's what I mean. Oh, and look at this.
What is it?
This is what I was reading in the paper just now. You see this picture here of a guy handing over a check to the chairman of the Old Folks Home Appeal Fund?
What about it? Mr. Archibald Burmester hands over a check for £5,000 to the chairman of... I don't see what that has to do with anything.
No, no. But then you don't happen to know that Mr. Archibald Burmester is Miss Harvey's lawyer.
What?
And that this check he's handing over represents a gift from an anonymous donor.
Well, for heaven's sake.
I couldn't have put it better, Julie. Come on, let's go. Mm-hmm. Good evening, Miss Harvey. Mind if we come in for a minute?
What? Oh, it's Mr. Troy, isn't it?
That's right. This is my secretary, Miss Summers.
How do you do, Miss Harvey?
I must say, I wish you hadn't been making all those inquiries about me, Mr. Troy. My lawyer tells me...
That would be Mr. Archibald Burmester, wouldn't it?
That's right.
The gentleman whose photo is in the paper tonight?
The paper? I don't understand.
Oh, well. That's this picture here. I thought I recognized the name when I saw it.
Oh, yes, that's Mr. Burmester.
May we come in now, Miss Harvey? Or must I go and bother Mr. Elliot at his home?
Mr. Elliot? Really, I can't follow what you're talking about, Mr. Troy. Oh, well, if you must be so insistent, come in by all means.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Now, if you still think I can help Miss Poole, I'm afraid I'll have to disappoint you. After all, the girl is guilty out of her own mouth. She admitted she took those securities from the safe.
So she did. And maybe she'll have to suffer for that. But she also said she mailed the bonds back to Mr. Elliot. Oh, I believe her. And you do, too, don't you, Miss Harvey?
Whatever can you mean?
You believe her because you opened the mail the following morning and found the bonds. You guessed she'd taken them. And you could see no reason why she shouldn't, accordingly, take the blame for their loss. So you kept the bonds and sold them secretly.
That's absurd. What would I want with them? I have no need of such a sum as those bonds were worth. My needs are very simple. The money Mr. Elliot pays me is more than enough.
For your needs, perhaps, Miss Harvey. But not for the needs of the people you like to help.
I don't know what you're talking about. If you're accusing me, why, it's ridiculous. I wouldn't dream of...
It's not a new idea, Miss Harvey. It's not new at all. There have been plenty of people who, out of the best possible motives for helping others in needy circumstances, have stooped to embezzling money and stealing. The trouble is, two wrongs don't make a right, you know.
All I wanted was to help people. I've been taking money from Mr. Elliot for years, a little at a time. Keeping the books as I did, I could easily cover it up. It wasn't for myself.
We know that.
You have your dinner, Miss Harvey. I'll get in touch with the police. But they will want you to go down to headquarters later on, I'm afraid. Oh, come on, let's go, Julie.
Goodbye, Miss Harvey.
I'd better get down to see if Caswell has left yet. We may be able to get Katie Poole released tonight.
Now, just hold it.
Huh?
You promised to take me to dinner. And if you have any idea of making it a threesome, you'd better walk softly, Peter Troy.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.